trusted your boss.
Yeah, speaking of the early days of Meriden, so you needed some good parental support too, because you took off to Meriden when you were only 17 years of age and said, I'm going to start this radio career business.
Yeah.
And your dad, Reg, actually took you there.
It helps when you've got a business superstar to help you out, doesn't it?
It does. We thought it's time to talk to Reg Clares on the phone because we have, I reckon in the whole time we've worked together, Claresy, we've only spoken to your dad once on air.
Isn't that incredible?
Reg, are you there?
Good morning.
G'day, mate.
Reg, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Your son is a class act and we love him very much.
I've listened to him for 50-odd years, so I can agree with that.
Oh, beautiful.
Funny that.
And Reg, Claresy tells us that you indeed drove him to his first gig in Meriden all those years ago in 1983. Do you remember that time?
Did he tell you that it wasn't my car? He had a little Ford Escort, or Ford Prefect van, fully enclosed, and he insisted that he wanted to go in that. So we drove up together. He had his interview, got the job, and then left me on the side of the road.
Thanks, Dad. See you, mate.
And Reg, you know, what were you thinking at the time? Were you thinking he's got everything it takes, or were you just thinking, oh, this will be a bit of fun for him for a little while?
I know. He was committed. I mean, he studied a new music backwards, and he was very committed to the idea. So, yeah. I was pretty confident that he would make it.
Yeah, I still reckon that John Ventris at 6MD, who owned the Wheatbelt Mercury newspaper, I got the gig because Dad worked for Woolies. I thought he was going to get a Woolworths up there. But then you got to make it yourself, I guess, after that.
Oh, Reg, I mean, we know you've been a businessman for a long time, but, I mean, have you ever heard of anybody else who's been in the industry as long as your son? You must be very proud.
I am very proud. No, I don't know too many people, particularly in times like this, that stay in jobs for a long time. Must be a bit of the old man in still, because I started work at 14 and retired at 74, so there was 60 years in the game.
Mm. Yeah, Matt and I are quite worried we're still going to have to work till we're 74.
Yes, yes. And Reg, Claresy, Dean assures us that he's not retiring, that this is just moving on to a different challenge, because I somehow can't see him hitting the lawn bowls quite at the moment.
No, well, maybe cricket. I can recall him when I was facing up to him in the nets and he thought he was Dennis Lilly and he did everything in his power to send balls down that fast that I didn't see them until I felt them hit my body.
So much pleasure. trying to knock the old man's head off in the nets. Down there.
Reg, look, we're very proud of your son too. And Matt and I, although we've heard that he's leaving, we haven't given him our express permission yet. We're not entirely sure he'll get to walk out of the building. We'll see how that goes. But thanks so much for being part of our show and for sharing your son with us too, because you really raised a wonderful, wonderful
fine
man.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I'll drink to that when he finally is free. But thank you very much for the opportunity to say hi on the show.
Hey, thanks, bud. All the best. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, pal. Cheers.
Reg Clares, the father of the one and only Dean Clares or Claresy.
Oh, we've talked about Reg a lot on the show, haven't we, over the years? Yeah. Many times, but just haven't had him on the show very often.
Because he used to run Woolies and all these people still come up to me and goes, oh, your old man was a sweetheart and he was running the company. Yeah, so a lot of memories there for the old man around the nation, which is pretty cool.